我想今天我愿意交通一件事情。
Today I want a fellowship on one thing.
就借着帖撒罗尼迦前书呢，我们愿意来交通主的再来。
Using the words on First Thessalonians, want to fellowship on the Lord's coming again.
有些弟兄姊妹，我们一同之前有一点这方面的交通。
Knowing the past with brothers and sisters, we have fellowship on this topic.
所以我们这些弟兄姊妹，我就当做复习跟总结。
So for you brothers and sisters, this would be a review and a summary.
好，但是我盼望我们所有的弟兄姊妹，包含我在内。
But I hope for all brothers and sisters, including myself.
当我们还在地上的时候。
When we are still here on earth.
好，我们是做一批等候主再来的人。
We are going to be a group waiting for the coming of the Lord.
我们请读哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章二十五跟二十六节。
Verses 25 and 26.
哥林多前书十一章二十五、二十六，饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约。”你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes.
上次我交通到，当我们在这边拨饼的时候
，Last time when I shared about the breaking of the bread，
那个所代表的是主与我们所立的新约。
It represents the new covenant between us and the Lord。
新约的意思，当我们知道主的宝血洗净我们的罪。
Of course we know that His blood has cleansed our sin。
那里面带着新约的意思，表明我们从我们的里面呢，能够认识我们的神。
And this new covenant is that we can know the Lord from inside.
不是在靠着我们外面知识头脑的认识。
It's not an outward knowledge depending on our mind.
只要一信主呢，一信耶稣，我们里面就能够认识他。
The moment we believe in the Lord Jesus, we can know Him from within.
我们就能够听见他向我们说话。
And we can hear His voice.
然后我刚读的这一段哈。
Now this passage that I just read.
当我们拨饼，除了表明主的死，我们在这里等候他再来。
When we break the bread, not only do we proclaim his death, but we also are waiting for him to come again.
所以每一个主日，当我们在这边纪念主的时候
，So when we come every Sunday to remember our Lord,
不仅是纪念他过去，还有今天所带给我们的恩典。
We not only remember his grace from the past and his grace.At present,
当我们往前面看的时候呢，我们是在这边等候他来。
But when we look to the future, we are waiting for his coming.
我们再读两处圣经，彼得前书四章十七节。
First Peter,
彼得前书四章十七节。
4:17.
因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。
For the time is come, the judgment must begin at the house of God.
审判要从神的家开始。
Judgment must begin at the house of God.
我们再读一处启示录最后面二十二章二十节。
And then Revelation 22.
二十二章二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He which testified this thing said, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus.
当老约翰最后总结启示录的时候
When the Apostle John concluded Revelation,
也就是总结整本圣经的时候
He concluded the whole Bible.
他说了一句话，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He said, Even so, come Lord Jesus.
我们再有一点点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们每个人来到你的面前。
Lord Jesus, each and every one of us come before you.
我们心中所盼望的。
The hope of our heart.
就是你的同在在这里护庇我们。
Is that your presence will be above us.
虽然你的自己那个还没有真的来到这个地上。
Even though you yourself are not here physically with us.
但是在这里就如同你已经在这里了。
But it is as if you are here with us.
我们求主在这里与我们同在。
Lord, may you be with us.
祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好。弟兄姊妹，我们要有一个深深的感觉啊，我们现在是在一个特殊的时代。
We need to have this sense that we are in a special time.
神创造了宇宙。
The Lord created the heaven and the earth.
创造了人。
Created man.
然后开始了有的人的历史。
And then there's a human history.
然后这个时间呢，其实是神的仆人。
Now time is actually the servant of God.
他借着时间呢，要完成他的旨意。
God through time is going to accomplish His purpose.
然后在这个时间里面呢，你会发现后面有一个总结呢，就是主耶稣的来，第二次来。
But then there's a conclusion of time, and that is by the coming of the Lord.
那个对于犹太人来讲哈。
For the Jews,
他们相信旧约没有错。
They believe in the Old Testament.
但是他们在旧约里面呢，他们只看见弥赛亚要来一次。
And in the Old Testament, they saw only that the Messiah is only come once.
所以主耶稣来的时候，他们觉得哎呀，这个跟他们想象的弥赛亚来不一样。
So in the first coming of the Lord, they felt that that is not the same as the Messiah they were waiting for.
所以他们只觉得那位救主呢，只会来到一次。
They thought that the Messiah will only come once.
然后我们这些人是怎么回事呢？
Now how about us?
我们这批人呢，是活在恩典的时代。
We live in the period of grace.
我们活在主耶稣第一次来跟第二次来之间的时间。
We live in the time between His first and second coming.
那虽然在历世历代，我相信有不少的弟兄圣徒们在等候主的再来。
I'm sure, through the ages, there are brothers and sisters waiting for His coming.
但是其实那个主再来的真理呢，其实可能埋没在这个历史当中有很长一段时间。
But the truth about His coming has been hidden through the ages.
所以我们知道前面的弟兄告诉我们说，其实主再来的能够清楚的真理的恢复呢，恐怕是在两百年前的时候。
So this recovery of the truth about His second coming probably came about 200 years ago.
所以当有一些弟兄们真的是好好在那边读圣经。
So when these brethren read the Bible carefully,
当他们在那边渴慕主的再来的时候呢，
and also they were wanting very much the coming of the Lord,
主就开他们的心中眼睛，
then the Lord opened the eyes of their hearts,
叫他们能够明白神在圣经里面所记载主耶稣再来的各样的事情，
so that they will understand the different things about the second coming.
然后我们在这个恩典的时代呢，其实我们已经到了末了。
Now we are almost at the end of this period of grace.
所以今天我们这批人呢，能够知道主再来的真理。
So today we can understand the truth about the second coming of the Lord.
但是到了今天呢，真正等候主再来的人不见得很多。
But yet the people who are really waiting for His coming is very limited.
所以弟兄姊妹要知道，我们知道主的再来跟等候主的再来是不一样的。
Now there is a difference between knowing His coming and waiting for His coming.
所以好，我们现在真的是在一个很特别的时候。
So we are at a special time.
人类历史这么长。
Man's history has spanned pretty long.
我们不仅是在恩典的这一段。
Not only are we in the period of grace.
我们恐怕也是在恩典的最末了这一段。
But probably we're already at the end of this period of grace.
所以在这一个时代呢，从属灵的角度来看，这个时代是一个变动跟将近时代转移的时候。
So this is the time of change.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要小看我们今天所在的这个情况。
So don't belittle your circumstance right now.
我们总是越过越觉得啊，我们 这一代的圣徒呢，是一批蛮特别的圣徒。
I really feel that we are also a special group of saints.
如果主在这个时代能够得着一批等候他再来的人，他心里是非常的喜悦。
If the Lord can have a group of people, who are waiting for him, he's very pleased.
主再来后，一直对我来讲有两种感觉。
I have two feelings regarding the coming of the Lord.
这两种感觉是矛盾的。
Now these two feelings might seem be contradictory to each other.
但其实它又是合在一起来面对主的再来。
But yet these two are together waiting, can be together waiting upon the Lord.
第一个感觉我们是觉得是敬畏跟甚至有点战惊。
One feeling is fearful.
因为我们要面对基督台前的审判。
Because we have to be before the judgment seat of
Christ. 刚刚我们提到说，审判要从神的家开始。
That's what we just mentioned. That judgment will begin in His house.
所以很多的基督徒可能根本不在乎基督徒的这个审判的事情。
Now, maybe most Christians do not really care about this judgment seat of the Lord.
但是对彼得刚所念的来讲呢，他很清楚，审判要从神的家开始。
But to Peter, he's very clear about that. The judgment will begin in the house of the Lord.
所以主的审判不是简单的事情啊。
Now, of course, this judgment is not a simple thing.
因为神是轻慢不得的。
Well, because God cannot be mocked.
圣经说神，我们的主就像那个烈火一样。
And our God is a fire.
有一天我们在地上所有做的一切事情。
Now one day, everything that you have done on earth
都要向主负责，要向他交账。
Will have to become accountable, to him.
那举个例子来讲。
Now, for example.
那圣经上面主耶稣自己说哈，我们在地上讲的每一句的闲话。
Now every word that we say here on earth.
那个 idle words 就是无聊的话。
Idle words.
就是根本没有什么益处的话。
Words that are meaningless.
啊，到了主来的时候呢，每一句句句都要供出来。
Every one of those will be placed out there.
意思就是说啊，有一种话我们要讲两次的。
Some words we have to say twice.
就是这种闲话要讲两次，我们在地上讲一次，主来的时候还要再讲一次。
That is you.Say it today, and then you have to say it again, before the Lord.
所以这只是一个例子。
That's only one example.
但弟兄姊妹，我希望我们能够认识到哈，主的审判，我们面对这件事情的时候，不是一个能够随随便便的事。
So this is a serious matter.
我知道很多基督徒不喜欢听这种事情。
I know many Christians do not like to listen to this.
他总觉得主来的时候真是好啊。
Of course, they want to see that when the Lord comes, it's really very good.
但是不要忘记，我们对主那边呢，要负起我们该负的责任。
But that day, we need to be responsible.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有一种敬畏战惊的心情呢，在地上等候主的来。
So we are fearful, waiting for His coming.
另外一个感觉是相反的。
The other feeling is the opposite.
就是我心中渴慕盼望能够见到他。
My heart longs to see him.
就像那个约翰最后总结的时候，主啊，我真是愿意你赶快来。
And like John, he said, "Come, Lord Jesus."
因为他心中有个对主的爱慕，所以他巴不得呢能够早点能够看到我们的主。
Because There's love in his heart, and he wants to see the Lord quickly.
因为他是爱我的那一位，他是为我舍命的那一位。
Because the Lord is the one who gave up his life for me.
那个在旧约圣经有一本书叫做雅歌。
There's a book in the Old Testament called Songs of Solomon.
希望有一天我可以够资格来交通这本书。
I hope that one day I will be prepared enough to share on that book.
这本书的那个书名就是歌中之歌。
It's the name is Songs of Songs.
也就是说在 众多的那个歌里面呢，它是那一首歌。
So among the many songs, that is the song.
然后这本书呢，讲到是那个良人跟他这个就是一位女子跟他良人的一个爱的故事。
It's a love story between a maiden and her lover.
因为他那个良人吸引他，他要快跑来跟随他。
She was being drawn to her lover.
对，当他看不见的时候呢，他好像不晓得该去哪里。
And when she cannot see him, she doesn't know where to go.
但是主让我们真的感觉他是我们至近的亲属，我们心中巴不得能够看见他。
But the Lord, we know the Lord is our beloved, and so we want to see him.
这个比方可能不完全恰当了。OK.
Maybe this example is not very appropriate.
我结婚的日子很好记。
My wedding date is easy to remember.
因为这个全世界有一个日子叫所谓的自由日，叫1月23号自由日。
Because there's a freedom day.
然后所以我结婚是就一二三自由日那天结婚的。
So that is the day I got married.
所以那天就失去自由。
And that day I lost my freedom.
然后另外一个日子也很好记，就是我这个求婚的那天。
And the other day was the day I proposed.
所以那天是中国民间的那个七夕，所谓情人节。
It's in the Chinese Valentine's Day.
所以就那天是我求婚的日子。
So that was the day I proposed.
所以那个中国民间有一种传说，那个什么牛郎织女，对对对，那两个爱人呢，他们平常是见不到面。
There was this a legend, a story that there were two a lot a pair of a woman and a man. They are in very much in love, but they cannot see each other most of the time.
对，但是每一年有一天呢，他们能够相会。
Now there is only one day in the year that they will be together.
我想哈，我们跟主在地上，他在天上，我们已经相怎么讲呢？我们已经隔开很久。
Now the Lord and us, we are here on earth, He's in the heaven. We have been apart for so long.
但一方面，我们在灵里面，他与我们同在。
Of course, in our spirit, He is with us.
但是在那个面对面那件事情上面呢，我们现在是分离的。
But face to face, we're really apart.
所以，但愿我们心中有一个爱慕的心。
So may we have this yearning in our heart.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们对于主再来这件事情呢，这两个感觉都会有的。
So these two feelings will coexist regarding the coming of the Lord.
一方面是敬畏。
On one side, it's fearfulness.
一方面是渴慕。
On the other side is wanting, a yearning.
我们在这个地上行走的时候，我觉得这两个感觉应该越过越深，越过越强烈。
I feel that these two feelings should be deeper and deeper as the days go by.
我们再来看铁撒罗尼迦前书。
So now let's turn to First Thessalonians.
铁撒罗尼迦前书是有一批弟兄姊妹，他们刚刚信主。
Now this group of brothers and sisters in Thessalonica just were new believers.
有人说可能只信主几个月，有人说可能信主一年多。
Some people say it might be a few months or a year.
但是他们实在是一批非常年轻的弟兄姐妹。
So they were young believers, young brothers and sisters.
所以当保罗离开他们之后。
So when Paul left them,
然后保罗心中对他们一直有一个负担。
He has a burden for these people.
所以他写了信要来鼓励他们。
So he wrote this letter to encourage them.
就是铁撒罗尼迦前书。
And that is the first Thessalonians.
但在这个书里面呢，你会发现他多次提到主再来的事情。
And you will discover that in this letter, he mentioned few times about the Lord's coming.
所以我们是在感觉哈，弟兄姊妹，我们不管我们信主年日多少呢，这件事情我们都要知道。
So doesn't matter how long you have believed, you need to know this thing.
我们一信主之后呢，我们在地上就是一批等候主再来的人。
After you believe, you become a part of the group waiting for his coming.
所以在这本书里面，他每一章的最后面呢，都讲到主的再来。
So at the end of every chapter in this book, it talks about his coming.
比如说第一章的第九节跟第十节。
For example, in the first chapter, verses 9 and 10.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位，救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come.
第二章的十九二十节。
And then chapter 2, 19 and 20.
我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For you are our glory and joy.
那个第三章的第二节的后面，好，就是他说差派提摩太呢，去在你们所信的道，去坚固你们。
And so, in the chapter 3, verse 2, it says, to send Timothy to establish you.
Yeah, 然后第三节，免得有人被诸般患难摇动，因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。
That no man should be moved by these afflictions, for yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto.
然后跳到三章十三节。
And then verse 13.
好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。
To the end he may establish your heart unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
我们再看第四节的后面，哈，十六跟十七节。第四章十六十七节。
Chapter 4, verses 16 and 17.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。我就念16节就好。
Okay, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
然后我们最后再看五章的二十三节。
And then 5:23.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我刚刚念了不少的圣经，但是他都每一章后面呢，他都讲到主的再来。
So I've read a few verses here, and all mention about the coming of the Lord.
当我读完整卷书的时候
，Now after I've read the whole book,
我觉得保罗哈心中有一个感觉。
I felt that Paul has this thing in his heart.
当他在劝勉这些弟兄姊妹的时候呢，他心中有一个忠心的负担。
When he was encouraging brothers and sisters, he has this burden.
他说啊，他负担就是说，你们或者说我们这些人要圣洁的去见主。
His burden is that we will be blameless, to meet the Lord.
我看。我举一些例子，比如说二章第十节。
Okay, chapter 2, verse 10.
我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可指责。
Okay, so it says here, how holy and justified and unblamedly we behave ourselves.
How holy, holy, okay, holy. Okay, 然后第三章我们刚念的是第三章十三节后面说要成为圣洁无可责备。
And then verse 13, to the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God.
然后第四章第三节。
And then 4, verse 3.
三跟四，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行，要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
Okay, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication.That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是当保罗这样子想的时候呢，他所想到的是我们那天见主的时候应该是这个样子。
So this is his idea, like when we see the Lord that day, this is how we should look.
那我跟一些弟兄姊妹提过这个比方哈。
I've used this example with some brothers and sisters.
前这个暑假呢，我的岳父岳母来明州来拜访我们。
Now this summer, my father and mother-in-law came here to visit us.
所以当他们来到那天之前呢，我们就在等他们来。
So the day before they came, we were waiting for them.
但我不是每天坐在椅子上等就是了。
Of course, I'm not just sitting there and waiting for them to come.
啊，我要好好把这个客房呢，好好整理干净。
Of course, I was preparing the guest room, arranging it, cleaning it.
对，因为那个房间受到我跟小孩们的蹂躏，已经非常的脏乱。
Because we have been using that room and it's very messy.
所以我花了好多的力气呢，把那个房间把它整理干净了。
So I did use a lot of effort to clean up that room.
然后把他们要用的那个厕所呢，也开始整理。
And then the restroom that they're going to use, I also cleaned that up.
对，但是他们来的前一天呢，我实在来不及了。
But then the day before they came, I was really unprepared.
所以那个洗澡盆呢，我就没有去刷。
So like the bathtub, I didn't clean it.
然后他们第二天来了之后呢，好，我就预备好了，就把这些给他们住了。
And then I, you know, present this room to them the day they came.
那当我这个岳父，我岳父他们很爱干净。
Now my father-in-law, they're very clean people.
对，所以他看了一下呢。
So when he saw it,
啊，他第一件事情就跟我要刷子。
So he asked for a brush.
所以就这些刷子跟这个清洁剂呢，他就开始刷我的那个澡盆。
So he started cleaning it up.
所以呢，我这个预备有预备，但是没有预备好。
I did prepare, but not thoroughly.
在这个整件事情上面，还有一些是不够洁净。
So there were things that are not clean enough.
所以弟兄姊妹，就是我们要有一个图画。
So we need to have a picture.
当我岳父岳母来的时候呢？他们最满意的状况是什么状况？
Now what is the condition that would really please him?
然后我就照着这个图画呢，把他们觉得满意的这个状况呢，预备好等候他们来。
So when I prepare, I should be preparing according to the way that the person wants that he will be pleased.
所以保罗在这卷书里面，他也给我们一个图画。
Now in this book, Paul gave us a picture.
他就给这些弟兄姊妹说。主来的时候呢，你应该像什么样子？
He wants the brothers and sisters to know that when the Lord comes, what should be your condition?
也许今天我们还不是那个样子。
Now maybe today we're not yet there.
但是你要照着那个样子呢，一直在那里往前预备。
But according to that pattern, that's the way you should be preparing.
如果当我们好像慢慢预备接近那个样子的时候，我们可能慢慢感觉。我们已经慢慢的在已经是在预备的人了。
So maybe when you're approaching that kind of a picture, then you know that you are getting closer to that.
所以这个圣洁好是什么意思呢？
Now what is to be sanctified?
圣洁其实就是完全分别出来给主。
To be sanctified is to be separated.
当然我们要从罪分别出来。
Of course, we have to be separated from sin.
所以远离污秽，这是肯定。
And then to be departing from filthy stuff.
但是圣洁呢，这个包含的意义比这些还更大。
But it encompasses a greater scope than just this.
它好像要我们从头到脚、里里外外呢，这完完全全是归分别归给他的。
Now he wants us to be from head to toe, from inside to outside, totally separated from him.
所以这就是我们为什么要常常强调奉献这件事情。
And that's the reason why we emphasize consecration.
奉献就是我们开始愿意说，我愿意把我这个人分别出来归给他。
Consecration means that I want to be separated out for the Lord.
我们从世界、从这些潮流、从仇敌的手中分别出来。
So we are going to be separated out from the world, from the trend and from the enemy to the Lord.
然后我们也从人的肉体、想法、这些传统，这也分别出来。
And we are also separated out from the flesh, from the thinking of man, from tradition to the Lord.
然后我们从我们原本人生的方向，我们人的目标。我们走的道路也从当中分别出来。
And then we are also separated out from our own direction, our goals out for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是保罗心中的一个劝勉。
Now this is the encouragement of Paul to the believers.
这样子，当我们一直走的时候，我们可以灵与魂与身子，我们全然成圣，在他面前无可指责。
So when we walk this way, then our spirit,our soul and our body will be blameless before him.
所以在第一章的后面呢，保罗怎么讲呢？第一章后面。
So at the end of the first chapter, what did he say?
他说啊，你们离弃了偶像，归向神。
Now you have turned from the idols to serve the living and true God.
哦，服侍那个又真又活的神。
Serve the living and true God.
然后等候神的儿子从天降临。
To wait for his son from heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这个地上，我们人生已经有了180度的转变了。
So now on earth, our life has an 180 degree turn.
对，过去是跟着世界，跟着偶像，现在是完全离弃它，反过来了。
Before we're following idols, we're following the world. Now we have turned around.
所以我们现在不是等死，在那边奔向死亡。
We're not waiting for death.
我们是。在这个地上呢，有等候一件有意义的事情。
We are here on earth waiting for something very meaningful.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们想象一下，如果我到了很老的时候。
Let's say we have reached a very old age.
我们是等死呢，还是等主？
Are we waiting for death or are we waiting for the Lord?
这个等死跟等主只差一个字，可是差很大。
Well, there's only a difference of one word, but it's totally different.
如果我这一辈子呢，然后一直在等，然后到了年老的时候，最后结局是在等死。
Now, if I'm waiting and waiting, but when my old age comes and the only thing I'm waiting for is death,
对，请问我们人生的盼望在哪里？
Then let me ask you, where is our hope?
所以今天主把这整件事情扭转过来。
But today, the Lord has turned this whole thing around.
当我们越接近我们生命的终点的时候呢？
When we get closer to the end of our life,
我们越强烈的感觉我们是在等主，不是在等死。
Then we should be waiting for the Lord and not waiting for death.
所以我们一生呢，一直到年老的时候呢，都有很大的盼望。
So in our whole life, even up to our old age, we have great hope.
我们是服侍那位又真又活的神。
And we're serving the living and true God.
弟兄姊妹，我是在感觉哈，我们很需要经历主是又真又活的。
We need to experience that the Lord is living and true.
我们信耶稣的时候，我们真的知道他是那位真神、活的神。
When we believe in Jesus, we really know that He's the living and the true God.
但是当我们这个信主的年代慢慢，时间越来越久。
But as we believe longer.
你就会发现，有的时候我们真的觉得好像主不是那么真，也不是对我来讲也不是那么活。
Maybe to you, you start feeling the Lord is not that real or not that alive.
弟兄姊妹，我们很需要归回到那个起初那个单纯的时候。
Then you need to go back to when you started in a very simple way.
当你看见一件事情的时候。你看见，你透过那事情看见主的手在上面。
That you see God's hand through things.
然后你看见你生活环境的时候，你看见的是主的同在。
Or when you see your life, you see the presence of God.
那我们平常祷告的时候，主听我们的祷告。
And then when we pray, the Lord hear our prayer.
他在我们生活当中做许多的事情。
He did many things in our life.
他不断在我的里面呢做改变的工作。
And he continually changes us from within.
我们能够经历那个属天的喜乐。
And we experience the joy from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上如果真的经历主是又真又活的话呢？
If we truly experience that the Lord is living and true,
当我们见到主的时候呢，你会发现他就是那个又真又活的。
Then when you meet him, you really find out that he is truly the living and the true one.
对，否则我们见他的时候，我们见到了，但是好像里面的感觉不是那么真实。
Otherwise, even when you face him,You will feel that it's not so real from within.
当这个保罗进到第二章的时候
Now when Paul began the second chapter,
我想我今天是很浓缩的讲了。
Today it's in a very condensed way I'm talking about this.
他说啊，我们盼就是第二章十九节。
Verse 19.
所以他所盼望所夸的这个冠冕是什么呢?
Now, what is the crown that he's hoping for?
就是这批年轻的弟兄姊妹在主来的时候呢，他是可以在主的面前的。
That this group of brothers and sisters can be in the presence of the Lord.
这个原文就是你们在他面前。
The original is you are in his presence.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们在这个地上等候主来的时候，你会发现保罗的生命有一种传递。
His life wants to transfer something.
就是保罗的生命能够成熟，并且能够影响这些弟兄姊妹。
Now he wants his life to be mature and to affect these brothers and sisters.
当保罗活在主的面前的时候，然后他也影响这些弟兄姊妹活在主的面前。
Now he himself lived very much before the Lord, and by doing so, he affected the brothers and sisters.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，我们要记得哈，主来之前，我们要有一个心智呢，要追求生命的成长。
So before, when we're waiting for the Lord to come, we want to pursue the increase in our spiritual life.
我们实在很需要在这个地上呢，不断的这个成熟长大，来认识他。
We want to.Become mature and to grow.
然后刚刚我们弟兄有唱诗歌哈。
A while ago, our brother led us in singing.
所以如果要长大的话呢，我们命要放下去。
If we want to grow, we have to put in our life.
这个记载在二章第八节。
This is in chapter 2, verse 8.
我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们。连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our souls, because you are dear to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你有没有发现保罗在这个时候写的时候呢？他，你看保罗，你觉得他很像耶稣。
So when you see Paul, you see Jesus.
当他看见这些弟兄姊妹的时候呢
？When he sees his brothers and sisters，
一方面他看到的是这批基督徒。
On one hand, he sees this group of Christians。
但另外一方面，他看见这批人是他所爱的。
On the other hand, he sees a group of people he loves。
因为他既有神的爱的涌流出来的缘故。
Because of the love of God flowing through him。
所以他有个感觉，他连自己的性命也可以为他们舍弃。
He wants even to the extent of giving up his own life for them.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫十字架。
This is the cross.
这个叫舍命的爱。
This is the life-giving love.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们愿意要有生命成长的时候，你发现你要把自己放下来。
If you want to grow, you need to lay down yourself.
所以保罗不断地活在主的面前。
So Paul.Keep on living before the Lord.
然后当他看这些弟兄姊妹的时候，他发现主来的时候，他们如果能够活在就在主的面前的话，那是他的最大的喜乐。
So if these brothers and sisters can be truly be before the Lord, that would be his greatest joy.
他好像没有想太多有关他自己。
He is not thinking about himself.
他只想了说你们主来的时候呢你们是活在他面前的。
He just wants them to be living before the Lord when the Lord comes.
所以弟兄姊妹不要只想着苦难的时候主与我同在。
So don't think only that, oh, when I'm in trouble, then the Lord is with me.
那个平常的时候就要活在主的同在。
Even your daily life, you need to be living before the Lord.
那个前一阵子我们那个新闻啊，网络上有一个事情叫做红月亮。
There was a news about the red moon.
就是因为这个月食的缘故呢，或是某个角度的缘故，月亮会变成红色的。
Because of the angle, the moon really turns red in color.
所以在那个圣经里面称它叫做月亮像血一样。
And that's what in the Bible refers to as the blood moon.
所以在圣经里面有记载说，主来之前呢，一些灾难里面有出现红月亮的情况。
So it, in the Word of God, it says that towards the end, with the coming of many disasters,There will also be the blood moon.
所以这个网络上就有很多乱七八糟的东西开始，一些谣言就开始传递出来。
So of course, in the internet, there are a lot of talks about this blood moon. Some of them are myths.
因为红月亮出现几率其实不大。
Because the probability of red moon happening is very small.
但今年会有两次，明年会有两次。
But this year there would be two of those, and then next year another two.
都是在以色列的这个人的逾越节或是祝棚节的时候。
And they all happen either in the Passover or Feast of the Tents.
当然我不是说我知道哈，主来的时候没有人知道。
Oh, of course I know that the coming of the Lord, nobody knows when that will be.
但那天我看着这个新闻的时候，我心里在想一些事。
Now, that day when I was listening to the news, I was thinking of something.
假设哈，假设。
Now, what if?
假设就在某个红月亮来的时候呢，就这一两年，今年或是明年红月亮来的时候，就是主来的时候的话，我要怎么面对？
So what if it's between these 2 years of the red moon that the Lord came, how am I going to face him?
就如果就是今年那个某个这个十五就是某个红月亮来或是明年是三月还几月的时候主耶稣就要来的话我怎么面对这件事情
So if it's between this year or next year March, the Lord came, how am I going to face this thing?
也许就只有几个月或是一年的时间主就要来了。
Oh, there's maybe only a few months or a year and the Lord will be coming.
所以那天我真的心里面蛮战惊的。
So that day, my heart was kind of trembling.
Right. 所以我想弟兄姊妹，我想要传达一下这个感觉哈。我不是说主一定马上就来。
I want to share this feeling. I'm not saying that the Lord is coming.During this period of time.
也就是说我们今天就必须要一直的活在主的面前。
And the thing is, today we need to be really living in his presence.
然后当主来的时候呢这些弟兄姊妹跟我们呢可以一同的在他的面前。
And then when the Lord comes, these brothers and sisters together with us can really be before him.
这个成了保罗心中一个非常大的喜乐跟盼望。
This becomes...The joy and hope of Paul.
所以第三章。
Then chapter 3.
第三章讲到苦难。
Talks about suffering.
这个要会有患难。
There will be tribulation.
他说啊，你们若靠主站立的稳，我们就活了。
If depending on the Lord, you can stand, then we live.
然后当主来的时候呢，要心里坚固，这是后面十三章这十三节写。主来的时候呢要心里坚固
and then your heart has to be established
所以弟兄姊妹有没有想过主为什么留我们在地上
now why does the Lord leave us here on earth
好像信主之后其实主就可以我们就马上见他不是很好吗
isn't it wonderful if right after you believe you can see the Lord face to face
所以之前我们今天有提过如果 如果你马上去见他，你觉得你真的觉得很好吗？
Do you feel that if you can see him immediately, right after you believe, don't you think that's good?
其实不见得，对不对？
Not necessarily.
也许我们如果现在见他，我们心中的那个害怕，恐怕远远多于我们对他的渴慕。
Because probably right now, our fear of meeting him is way more than our desire of seeing him.
所以主耶稣把我们留在地上，然后安排各样的环境在我们周围。
That's why he leave us here on earth and arrange all kinds of circumstances.
他要借着这些环境呢，我们在当中的反应呢，来认识我们自己。
And then through the circumstances, depending on how we react to these circumstances, we can know ourselves.
他要借着各样的患难呢，然后能够来炼净我们这些人。
And then using all kinds of affliction, he refines us.
我们里面啊，有许多的刚硬、不幸，还有很多的悖逆，他要借着环境把这些除掉。
There's a lot of hardness in us, rebellious thoughts. All these are going to be refined.
他借着环境呢，来试验我们的信心跟对他的爱心。
And also, he uses circumstance to test our faith and our love for him.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们实在感觉在环境这个大环境的那个冲击底下，我们好像摇摆，摇来摇去。
So with this torrent from the circumstance, we feel that we are unstable and wavering.
但是在这个炼净过程当中，你会发现，我们越倚靠主，我们就越站立的稳。
But during this refining, the more we depend on the Lord, the more we can stand.
当我们今天在这个地上能够站得住的话。
If we can stand here now,
我们那天见主的时候呢，就能够站立得住。
Then that day we can also stand before him.
如果今天站不住的话呢，那天见主恐怕也站不住。
So if we cannot stand today, maybe that day we will not be able to stand before him.
然后这是我读的时候，我昨天读的时候，我想到彼得。
I thought of Peter yesterday when I was reading this.
当彼得，我想弟兄姊妹知道，就是。主耶稣说我要受害要被杀。
The Lord told Peter that I will have to suffer and I will have to die.
然后彼得就说就算全部人都离开你我一定不离开你。
And Peter said that even everybody leave you, I will not.
然后就算我为你死呢 我也愿意的。
And he said, to die for you, I'm also willing.
彼得的这个信心跟爱心好像很大。
When you look at him, as if his faith and love is great.
但是当在那个鸡叫那个那次就后来彼得三次不认主。
But we know that he denied Christ three times.
然后当那个那声鸡叫的时候呢，主耶稣回头看了他一下。
And when the cock crowed, the Lord turned and looked at Peter.
当彼得看见主的眼睛的时候呢？
And when Peter saw the Lord's eyes,
他只能跑出去痛哭。
He ran out and cried.
弟兄姊妹，彼得的信心跟对主的自我的那个爱心呢，完全崩溃。
Peter's faith and love for the Lord was totally dismantled.
那为什么彼得要主让彼得经过这么厉害的这个试炼呢？
Now, why does the Lord let Peter go through such trial?
他能够做这么羞愧的事情，发咒起誓，我不认识耶稣的。
He even make an oath and say that I do not know Jesus.
但结果主借着这个环境呢，炼净了彼得。
But through this circumstance, the Lord refined Peter.
他发现说，我对主的信心呢，不是从我自己出来的。
Then he realized that my faith in the Lord is not out of myself.
我的爱心是我自己里面的热忱。
My love is just my zeal for him.
但是从那个时候开始呢，彼得认识了他自己。
But then from then on, Peter start to know himself.
然后这个人呢，蒙主坚固。
And then he was strengthened by the Lord.
他竟然在后来呢，在这个环境的逼迫底下，能够站起来传福音做见证。
Because at the end, under persecution, he was able to stand up and witness for the Lord.
然后他后来据说是他是道钉十字架而死的，因为他说他不配跟主一样。
we know that he was crucified upside down because he felt that he was not worthy to be crucified like our Lord.
当他到了这个人生的比较末了的阶段的时候
Towards the end of his life,
他写了彼得前后书
He wrote 1st and 2nd Peter.
然后我这次读的时候我心中有个感觉
And when I read this, I had this feeling this time.
我觉得彼得是一个预备好要见主的人
I feel that Peter is one who has prepared well to meet the Lord.
他心里说哈，他说我见主的时候有蛮有荣光的大喜乐。
He said that when I see the Lord, I have great joy and glory.
然后我们要丰丰富富进神的国。
And we want to enter His kingdom with fullness.
我们要盼望那个新天新地的来到。
And we hope for the coming of the new earth and new heaven.
所以我实在有感觉彼得曾经站立不住。
So I feel that Peter in the past cannot stand.
但是经过患难。
But through affliction and tribulation.
他从那个时候开始能够靠着主站立得稳。
And then through that, he depended on the Lord to stand.
然后到了末了的时候呢，我觉得他实在是一个他见主的时候他是能够一个站立得住的人
And then I know that at the end when he sees the Lord he is one who is standing
弟兄姊妹我们很需要经历主在这个地上的信实和宝贵
We need to experience the Lord's preciousness and his faithfulness
叫我们不随便动摇
That we will not be wavered and be unstable
我们靠着主能够坚固的站立的话
That through him we can stand firmly
那一天他来的时候我们就能够站立得住
And then that day when he comes we will be standing
那个第四章呢他讲到身体
And then in the fourth chapter talking about the body
他说要用圣洁跟尊贵守住我们的身体
We need to
第四节对第四章第四节
We should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor
其实啊弟兄姊妹神很看重我们身体的圣洁
The Lord really value the holiness of our body
因为我们是神的殿神住在我们里面
Because the Lord, our body is his temple and he lives in us
所以他叫我们远避淫行
That's why we need to abstain from fornication
所以啊弟兄姊妹我们身体不能够随便用
So our body cannot be used carelessly
对有时候我们讲要主帮助我们要因信成圣要成长我们常常感觉是里面的东西
Now many times when we talk about sanctification by faith or growth we only think about inward things
应该是说没有错那是里面的东西但是神也注意从里面发表出来身体的表现
No doubt that the Lord pay attention to the inward things but he also look at how the outward expression of the inward
所以弟兄姊妹记得哈我们是神的殿神主他自己就住在我们里面
We are his temple and the Lord lives in us
所以神其实特别恨恶那个淫乱的行为
SoGod especially hate adulterous things.
因为我在感觉神是觉得那个情况是对身体怎么讲玷污最大的一种情况。
Because adultery and fornication really defiles the body the most.
当然我们也知道我们慢慢也不是慢慢我们应该手不能随便打麻将。
And of course we know for example our hands should not be playing mahjong
或是赌博啊这些
or gambling
身体主叫我们不要酗酒
or we could not be a drunk
所以弟兄姊妹很多啊就是我们平常的行动行事为人都是我们身体的表现
so there are many things our action our body our expression
那我弟兄姊妹我去年有交通过我那个眼睛视网膜有点问题
last year I mentioned that my eyes have some problem
视网膜叫什么就是后面那个
retina
retina. 对，那边有点问题。对
There's some problem with my retina.
所以那时候其实我蛮害怕的。
So at that point, I was pretty fearful of that.
就是哎呀，眼睛如果没的话，是不知道怎么办。
If I lost my sight, what's going to happen?
所以眼睛看东西的时候，中间有一个黑影。
So when I look at things, there is a shadow.
那直线经过那边变成歪的。
And when the straight line moves through that becomes crooked.
然后看远的还好，看近的时候就感觉两边不太合在一起。
Far vision is kind of okay, but near vision, it's like not clear enough that it becomes two things.
我知道主在我身上有点管教。
I know that the Lord is disciplining me.
可能是一些无聊上网的东西看太多了。
Probably I go to the web too much.
那所以那个时候呢，其实他大概一个礼拜多，两个礼拜内，他慢慢好起来。
But within a week or two, it gradually gets better.
后来又去年又复发了一次。
And then last year it happened again.
大概一两个礼拜又慢慢又好起来。
And then one or two weeks it gradually healed itself.
那今年六月它又出现了。
And then June it happened again.
那我就问主说，主啊，其实我已经进步很多了。
And then I said, Lord, I have improved a lot.
那为什么现在这个又回来了呢？
Now why does it happen again?
啊，这一次真的好不了。
Now this time it didn't get better.
在两三个月。
For 2-3 months.
那我知道我的夫人这个很照顾我，她就煮这些青菜啊、香菜啊，好好这个枸杞啊，这个好好这个让眼睛好一点。
And then
吃鱼油啊什么什么。
Oh, and then my wife, you know, she cook a lot of things that will help and protect the eyes. And then like fish, give me fish oil and those kind of things.
那这次就是好不了。
But it still stays the same.
好像很挣扎。
And it's a big struggle.
然后好一点之后又回来。
It might get better and then it will come back.
那有一次还出现那个 target 的那种形状，嗯，今天可以这样。
There's an image of target in my eyes.
对，其实这次我其实还是蛮紧张的。
So I'm really worried about this.
不过我其实我也祷告主。
And I pray to the Lord.
所以主啊，这个管教的手，我愿意接受。
I'm willing to accept the disciplining hand of the Lord.
那如果主要怎么管理我的身体的话，我的身体是归给他的。
No matter how the Lord wants to discipline my body is His.
不过我跟主立了一个心愿。
But I kind of have a desire for
a promise.
A promise with the Lord.
就说我说主啊，那以后呢？我只看你要我看的东西。
I said that I will only look at the things you want me to look at.
我知道人的这个 promise, 人的应许啊，很不可靠。
Well, of course I know the promise of man is not dependable.
但是我只跟主说，我愿意这样子去学。
But I said I'm willing to learn.
这个眼睛呢，要归给主。
My eyes have to be consecrated for the Lord.
就过了几天，眼睛就好了。
So after a few days, my eyes got well.
所以呢，我现在这个欠主一些债。
So I am indebted to the Lord.
但愿主保守我，保守弟兄姊妹，我们的身体要圣洁，要用圣洁尊贵守住我们的身体。
That we will keep our body in sanctification and honor.
然后最后呢？我们看到第五章的十六节是我们都很喜欢的经节。
And then we go to chapter 5 verse 16, the verse that we all like.
要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks.
这是神向我们所定的旨意。
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
所以弟兄姊妹，这次我读的时候，这我们可能初信的时候就很喜欢这段圣经。
I'm sure right after we believe, we like this verse.
但这是我读的时候，主给我一些感觉。
But the Lord gave me this prompting this time.
他就是说，他把这段圣经跟主的再来连在一起。
The Lord put these verses together with His coming.
所以那天我读的时候，主给我 他是这样说哈，他说如果我在这个地上不能够常常喜乐的话呢，我那天见主恐怕也不太喜乐。
So if I cannot be rejoicing here on earth, most likely the day when I see the Lord, I'm not rejoicing either.
如果我在这个地上不常常祷告亲近主的话呢，那一天见主的话我恐怕对他很陌生。
If today I'm not praying without ceasing, most likely the day when I meet the Lord, to him, he's a stranger to me.
如果在这个地上我不能凡事都看见主的手的缘故来感谢他的话呢，恐怕我见主那天呢，我没有什么感谢赞美可以发出来的。
If today I cannot thank him under every circumstance,then probably when I meet him that day, there's not much to be thankful either.
所以弟兄姊妹，在神的旨意，常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
So this is the will of God, that we have to be rejoicing evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks.
所以当我一默想完这件事情之后呢，
So after I meditated this thing,
主最后跟我说一句话，
the Lord said this to me.
他说你要欢欢喜喜的来见我。
You have to be rejoicing to meet me.
哇，我听了那个话之后呢，心中非常的雀跃，好像跳到天花板一样。
I was very happy because in my heart I'm like up to the top of the roof.
主的意思就是说，如果你能够继续常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，走在主的旨意的路上的话，那天见主的时候可以欢欢喜喜。
So if we can rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks and walk in his will, then that day you'll be rejoicing.
我心中很感谢主啊，我说哎呀，我有可能可以有机会呢，我见主的时候是可以欢欢喜喜的见他的。
Then I'm so happy because then I have this chance that when I see him, I'm rejoicing.
就是我以前只说 OK 我们要渴慕主，要见主的时候要能够爱慕他，但这次主给我的感觉，我见主的时候可以欢欢喜喜。
So before I just think about when we see the Lord, we're gonna love him, desire him, but this time I see that we can be rejoicing when we see him.
所以当我今天早上在想这件事情的时候，
So when I'm thinking about this thing this morning,
我就突然就好像知道一件事情，就是为什么保罗他会说一句话，他说有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Then I understand why Paul said there's a crown of righteousness waiting for me.
就是说保罗见主的时候，他知道有个公义的冠冕会给他的。
He knows that when he sees the Lord, there is a crown of righteousness for him.
我这次明白是主告诉他，应许他说啊，你见主的那天有公义的冠冕为你存留。
It is because the Lord told him that there will be a crown of righteousness waiting for him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天有一些的劝勉。
So today we have this encouragement.
就要好好活在主的面前。
That we should live before the presence of God.
接受主所安排的环境，站立得住。
Accept the circumstances that he gives you.
用圣洁尊贵守住我们的身体。
And then with guard your body with sanctification and honor.
好叫我们见主那天是欢欢喜喜的能够见他。
That day you are rejoicing to meet him.
好，我们结束祷告。
So let's pray.
主耶稣，我们在这边把我们心都交在你的面前。
Lord, today we commit our hearts to you.
谢谢你，你在你奇妙的安排里面，你定了你要回来的这段日子。
Thank you, Lord, that you have set the date you're coming back.
然后你要我们在这个地上学习等候你的再来。
And you want us to learn to wait for you.
感谢你用许多的耐心和恩典扶持我们走这地上的路。
Thank you, Lord, for being patient and gracious to us.
你要我们能够预备警醒，好在见你那天呢能够欢欢喜喜。
You want us to be prepared and to be alert.Preparing for your coming, that we will be rejoicing to meet you.
但愿你常把那个敬畏的心摆在我们里面。
May you put a fearful heart in us.
常把渴慕的心也摆在我们里面。
And put a desiring heart in us.
在这个地上，你得着一批人是真正等候你再来的人。
That you will gain a people who is really waiting for you to come back.
祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
聚会，请老师。